Giants fans, check out the 2015 Big Blue Draft Day Fan Fest on Saturday, May 2nd at MetLife Stadium. Go to giants.com/draftparty to purchase your tickets today.
We're back here on Giants.com. The NFL draft is right around the corner, and that means it is mock draft season. We're doing a few on Giants.com, and today we get the opinion of the voice of the New York Football Giants, Bob Papa. Bob, welcome aboard.
John, good to be here, and it's an exciting time of year.
Yes, it is, and let's take a look at how we set the board up for this particular mock draft. We have the two quarterbacks going early. Whether or not the Titans, the team making that pick, who knows? We'll wait and see.
Could be the Chargers.
Or it could be another team that trades up. Who knows? Then you have a lot of defensive players, but two wide receivers off the board in those first nine picks, Amari Cooper, Kevin White, and then a lot of pass rushers.
Yeah, you kind of messed up my stage a little bit because I thought if one of these two wide receivers, either Amari Cooper or Kevin White, was still on the board, that maybe when the Giants selected ninth, they might go with another playmaker based on Victor Cruz coming off the injury and so on and so forth. But obviously, Landon Collins, safety is a position of need for the Giants, but I don't think they'll go that high. They need a player that's going to come in and have an impact right away. A lot of people are talking about pass rushers as something that the Giants might be looking for, someone on the interior. But, John, I think when you take a look at what you have left on the board, I think the decision comes down for the Giants here of, offensive linemen and then the athleticism that they may like at the position. But a guy like Brandon Scherff and Eric Flowers are two guys that I would put in my immediate grouping as far as the Giants taking somebody at number nine.
Now, you mentioned wide receiver possibility with Cooper and White. A lot of people think Parker, if he's below those guys, it's not by a whole lot.
Maybe not. But see, upstairs here in the Quest Diagnostics Training Center, the New York Giants have their war room, and they have their board stacked, and none of us are allowed in there. So we have no idea how they have it stacked. So we're kind of just cherry-picking off of a lot of other people's opinions. Very tight-lipped here at the Giants. But I would think with White and Cooper, impact players gone, that it's going to be this grouping of offensive linemen, and probably between Flowers and Scherff are going to be the guys that the Giants wind up putting in this ninth spot.
And then finally, Bob, you mentioned the defensive side of the ball. You talked about Collins. A good array of guys that play in the front seven. Greg, who's considered more of a 3-4 linebacker type, defensive end, then some defensive tackles.
He's got some issues.
Oh, yes, he does, on and off the field, no doubt about it. And then defensive tackles with some different skill sets. Shelton more of a nose, Brown can get it after the quarterback, and Armstead's got all the physical abilities people love.
Look, they're very intriguing, and again, we don't know how the Giants actually have them all graded upstairs, and if one guy's 1 point ahead, no matter how you slice it, it's going to fit a need. With your best player available on the board, whether it's O-line or D-line or impact defensive players. So my guess would be it's going to be one of those two or three offensive linemen that goes in this slot.
Well, we'll see what happens. Bob, you said it. The Giants always with the best player available. You get the best player. You find the way to get him on the field to help the Giants win some games in 2015.
Yep, that's been the recipe, and it's won the Giants 4 Super Bowls, so I think they'll stick with it.
And worked with Odell Beckham Jr. last year pretty well, too. For Bob Papa, I'm John Schmoe. Thanks for joining us on this mock draft in Giants.com. We'll see what the Giants actually do at the end of April.
Giants fans, check out the 2015 Big Blue Draft Day Fan Fest on Saturday, May 2nd at MetLife Stadium. Enjoy family-friendly field activities, locker room tours, special meet-and-greet opportunities with current Giants players and alumni, plus much, much more. Purchase your tickets, go to giants.com/draftparty.
It's blue!